Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to talk about fat burning 101, some of the basics. This is very, very important, another principle. So when we're dealing with fat burning, we're really dealing with hormones, and it's there's three hormones, and this hormone is called cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone, okay? So we have the stress hormone. These are fat burning hormones. And these are fat-making hormones. Okay, so we got three fat-making, six fat-burning hormones, and you need to know about both, because it's not just about burning fat, it's about preventing these from working. So cortisol, if the cortisol is too high, and that comes from stress, and by the way, nowadays, compared to, you know, way back in the past, probably the stress level is a lot different, but we're more sedentary. We have a lot more mental stress, and we're not able to physically go out there and extract it. So if you're being chased by a tiger, at least you're running away from the tiger, versus you're sitting behind a computer and you're under, you know, financial stress, your personal stress, and you're not able to get that stress out. So I think it's worse nowadays than before. And cortisol is a dominating hormone. It will nullify all six fat-burning hormones if it's too high. And this is why stress is a different thing than just changing your diet. If you're on a diet and it's not working and you assume that, you know, you're missing something from your diet, or maybe you're eating the wrong foods, it could be that you're eating the right foods, you just have too much cortisol, okay? Because your body's accumulated stress and you're menopausal, and that needs to be dealt with. I basically use a technique called acupressure to pull the stress out, because it's a hands-on manipulation to do that, or you can do the do-it-yourself version. But what I do is I extract it, and you'll find that the person can finally relax and sleep and be very quiet on the inside. Now, number two, there's another hormone called insulin. Now, insulin is triggered by sugar. In the presence of insulin, these are going to be nullified. Okay? Insulin is the hormone that regulates blood sugars. It lowers sugar in the blood by converting everything to fat. Trigger is insulin. Okay? Number three, estrogen. How do we know if the estrogen is high? Is your period heavy? Do you have fibroids? Do you have heavy, crampy periods? Anything related to a worsening of the menstrual cycle could mean that you have too much estrogen. Estrogen is in the food supply, growth hormones. It's in hormone replacement therapy. It's in birth control pills. Soy triggers estrogen, especially a lot of these diets that are prepackaged food, like Ideal Protein. All that is estrogen, and that can aggravate this and stop your ability to burn fat. Okay, now, if your metabolism is low, if you're over the age of 40 and it's not high, this really comes into play a lot more, in that you would have to bring this down so close to normal that even tiny amounts of this, or this can completely wipe out any of your good works. So let me just give you an example. All it would take is 80 calories of a carbohydrate, a half a glass of wine, a bagel, a donut, a cookie. You can walk this off in a mile, but the insulin effect with fat burning is close to 48 to 72 hours of no fat burning. Yeah. So this explains why you can't get away with even moderate amounts of everything. With this one, you have to have it down to like near zero. So you can't do any sugar. So people that eat a really good diet and have a little bit here and there, it's not good enough. That's why it's not working. Because your metabolism, you have to be very extreme with this one and this one as well. This one isn't too bad, but it's still an issue, but it's less of an issue. It's the stress and the sugar that really makes it very difficult to tap in the fat. All right, and then how do you know if you're not burning fat? Well, if you're craving sweets. Also, if you're not sleeping that good. If you're fatigued, you're not burning fat. So if you're craving sweets and you're stressed and you're not sleeping and you're tired, you're not burning fat, you're burning sugar.